Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Praise Yahweh, saints. So, I'm going to share with you, with the few minutes I have. If you will turn to 2 Timothy, the third chapter, the first verse. So, the word tells us that he will not allow things to come upon us unaware. That means he's done some things to kind of prepare us for things that we would encounter. I have a perfect example. The Sunday before August the 4th of 2018, the Holy Spirit impressed upon me to share with you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And in that sermon, he wanted me to bring across the point to you that it would be nice if our deliverance came, if their deliverance came, before they were thrown into the fire. That was the Sunday before. Because I said that in their psyche, they might have thought that Yahweh, they had just told the king, hey, we serve a God that's going to deliver us from you. So before they got thrown into the fiery furnace, maybe something dynamic would happen. And it would prevent them from being thrown inside. But those of you who know how the situation went, they were thrown in, but they had to keep their faith inside the fire. And he kept telling me that 2 weeks before, that you got to keep your faith in the fire. And guess what? When they looked in the fire, when the men looked in the fire, they said, well, we threw three in, but there are four. And the fourth one looks like the son of Yahweh. So therefore, inside the fire, Yahweh with you. And you got to keep the faith. Even though the flames is licking at your toes, you got to still stand on the fact that you're going to be delivered. And guess what? They were delivered. Hallelujah. Come on, inside the fire. He took the heat out of the fire. He took the sting out of it. The next week, your boy was in the fire. And it would have been great had I not had to go to the hospital, had I not had to go through the things that I had gone through. But I was in the fire, though. And guess what? He prepared me and said, remember what you said last week? It wasn't a surprise to me that the fire came, because I was telling I said, you don't know what situation is going to come. And sure enough, my number came up. But guess what? I was prepared. I was ready. So when we see things happen, you really have to appreciate the word of Yahweh. See, a lot of us allow the word to come in one ear and we allow it to go out the other. But blessed is the man or woman that actually takes in the word, because you know, you never know when you're going to have to use that. And so when we see stuff happening, he's already told us in the word the things that would take place. Let's what kind of things are those? Let's look. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, first verse. For men, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. When was this written? Thousands of years ago. Yet it's telling what's going to happen. What do we consider perilous times? Well, look, second verse. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Somebody said that sounds like somebody that they hear of a lot. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Third verse, without natural affection, truce breakers, or shall I say treaty breakers? Same thing. False accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Fourth, traitors. Heady, high-minded, meaning they think that they know more than everybody else. Hey, this is not just in the world. This is in the church too. We're going to see that. We're going to see the people coming in thinking they know more than the folks that are teaching and studying the word, that have been studying the years for over 40 years, and then they come in, say for 2 minutes, and think that they know more. He said it was going to happen. Lovers of pleasures. They need to be excited. Just listening to the word ain't enough. They need a show. More than lovers of Yahweh. See, people in the church think that everything is spiritual when there's stuff that's happening in church that's not spiritual. And I'm talking about the church world. Everything that happens in somebody's church four doors or four corners is not of Yahweh, because the truth needs to be there. There's churches that don't have the truth? Absolutely. That's why the fifth verse says, have a... Can will you please say that again? Have what? A form of godliness, which means it appears to be godly. It looked like. But if you don't look deeper and closer, you won't know. They have a form of godliness, but they deny power. What's power? Holy Ghost. What's Holy Ghost? Anointing from Yahweh. And then people look at me like, why are you talking about that? You clapping back, you judging, you being legalistic. I didn't write this. I didn't write this. It was already written. But I'm one of those dudes that I don't cherry pick the word of Yahweh. I believe the whole thing from the front to the back. believe it. I don't just pick out the good stuff. I know what cherry picking's all about. I love cherries. My wife bought a whole bushel of cherries, but all of them ain't good. But they all came together. So there's some stuff in the Word that just hits you. And it hurt. But guess what? It's true. And it's right. Perilous times. And it says, sixth verse, or fifth verse, having the form of godliness, denying the power thereof. See, there was a form of godliness that ain't got no power in it. Come on. From such, turn away. So the Bible tells us in other scripture, there are going to be folk that's going to be fooled by this mess. He told us to turn away. But when I preach about it, oh, you judging. You being legalistic. You clapping back. You mad. I ain't mad. Listen, trust me. When I tell you, I ain't mad. I'm going to teach the truth. Even if I got one person that's going to listen to it, I'm going to teach the truth. And there's a whole bunch of concessions that I could make to fill up these seats. Believe that. There's a whole thing, a lot of stuff that I could say that will fill this church up. They'd be waiting outside. We have to build a holding area. We'd have to go to having three services a Sunday. Because they want to come in and get their ears scratched with the good stuff that they just want to hear. But look around. Handful of folk. Why? Because the word says, straight and narrow is the way that leads to life. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. I'm thanking Yahweh that we got some straight and narrow folk. Straight and narrow folk that appreciate the word going forth. And it ain't got nothing to do with me. It has to do with having a belief in the truth. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I despise when I'm lied to. How many of you all like to get lied to? Well, why do you expect the preacher to do it? You don't like lying. Why you look down upon me because I tell you the truth? Or any other truth seeker that's going to tell you the truth. You might not like it, but it's true. And as long as I got breath in my body and air in my lungs, I'm going to teach the truth. Because there's people that rather believe a lie. And so we're here. Sixth verse. For of this sort there are they which creep in the houses, lead silly women, laden with sins, led away with their divers, their different kinds of lust. So they get taken out of here because they're looking for different stuff. Seven, ever learning. See, we think that ever learning is a good thing, right? So we got folks, oh yeah, yeah, they teaching over here this, and they that, and I'm a prophet now. Oh, really? So you're ever learning, but you're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You hadn't even let it sink into your own life and you're going to prophesy on somebody else? Why are you talking about that? He clapping back. I ain't got to clap back. The Holy Ghost claps. It's not about me. It's about truth. So when you see stuff we saw yesterday, shooting in El Paso, shooting in Ohio, by people motivated by demonic spirits that just want to kill and destroy. And then you have what seemingly there's a government that doesn't really care. Because they keep the engine going. They keep the guns going. Who in hell, I'm going to say it, yeah, needs an AK-47? Do you hunt with an AK-47? Did I say that right? AR what?
I said the AK-47 weapon was designed specifically to kill people, not animals or anything else, but people.
Nothing else. Why do you need that? So why is it being protected? Folks want to kill people. My word says the thief cometh to steal and to kill and destroy. But Yeshua said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So you see the contrast. So you see how weapons that are designed to kill people, people turn a blind eye to. We need to protect them because everybody needs to have on. But it's for killing people. Oh, so we have a law that says if you have a mental disorder, you can't have a gun. But we overturned that. Y'all didn't know that? As soon as somebody got in office, they overturned that. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Don't be surprised of what you see in perilous times. That's why you better hold on to the truth harder than you have ever held on to the truth before. Because this is what he's talking about. Don't we got people that think in their own minds that they're learning something, it's not spiritual. They're denying the power. They're denying the very dunamis of Yahweh, his anointing. See, when the word goes forth, it's got power attached to it. There is a potency in the word. That's why when you come in here, we got to be alert to what is going on, whoever is teaching, not me, not just me, but apostle and any of the ministers that are teaching, because a word is going forth, and the word that is going forth is anointed. It comes with some power attached to it. See, so when that word went forth about those three Hebrew boys, I received that. See, when I'm teaching you, I'm teaching myself. I get happy in my sanctified self when I hear the stuff. So it rang in me, and it was still ringing the next week. Because I had to grab, because that word that went forth, yeah, he used me as a mouthpiece. But see, faith came by hearing. And when I'm saying the words of faith, I'm hearing them myself. Not just you hearing them, but, you know, and sometimes I may, ooh, teaching myself happy. But it's not from any place of boasting. It's not about me. It's his word. I'm just reciting. And then when I recite it, something supernatural happens when that comes out of my mouth. But guess what? Something supernatural happens when it comes out of your mouth. Right? So here, go here. Go to Mark, the 5th chapter. Give me just a few minutes. Faith in Yahweh's word is what empowers the word to deliver. Can we throw that up there? You got a point of Steve? What y'all need? What you need? Anybody need anything? What you need? faith in Yahweh's word is what empowers his word to deliver. If you need deliverance, you have to have faith in his word. And that is what empowers it. It's already anointed, but then something supernatural connects with you, your spirit, and the word. And then the word of faith that goes forth, it sprouts, it manifests whatever it is that you believe him for. See, in my case, faith in Yahweh's word is what empowers his word, word to heal. That's what I needed. I needed a healing. So therefore, I had faith in the word of healing so that it could do something in me. So when that word goes forth, there's an anointing on it, and you got to grab hold of that anointing that is on that word. See, it's potent. It's spiked. I got to say something that you get, you guys. It's not just a word. It's spiked with something. It got something in it. Y'all know about that. Don't act like you don't. You had some spiked stuff. Bad stuff. You spiked with bad stuff. But the word that goes forth is spiked with some good stuff. Power. Right? So, when I look here in Mark the 5th chapter, the 25th verse, and a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Y'all, I heard that before. Hold up. And had suffered many things of many physicians. She'd been through some stuff. And had spent all her money, her resources that she had, and was nothing better. She didn't get better. But rather, grew worse. When she had heard of Yeshua, she came in the press, the crowd, the press is a crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Immediately, somebody say immediately. Immediately. And she felt in her body. I can testify to this. Because I was here one day by myself, one night, here on a Saturday, getting ready. And I had just had a few weeks after surgery, but I felt something happen in my body. So I know. And so it says, she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. I felt in my body that I was healed of that tumor. I can't describe it to you. And if I asked her to describe it, she probably couldn't describe it either. But she felt something. Something was attached to the word that she received. And Yeshua, immediately knowing of in himself that virtue, if we look this up, it would say dunamis. Dunamis power went out of him. And what did that power do when it went out of him? It did something in her. Come on. Who knows that Yeshua is anointed? What a name! Yeshua HaMashiach means the one that saves and delivers and rescues is anointed. That's what HaMashiach means. The anointed one. But he's the living word. So if he's the living word, he's anointed. And that means the word is what? Is anointed. So he felt the anointing go out of him. And he turned to his disciples and said, thou seest. Oh, wait, no. Let me go to the good part. 30th verse. He saw the virtue and he turned about in the crowd, in the press, and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said, "You tripping. Don't you see this crowd? Thou seest a multitude, and they're thronging thee. They're all around thee. And you're saying, who touched me?" And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. What'd she do? What did she do? Ask your neighbor, what'd she do? Corresponding action. She operated in the faith that she had in the word. And so, and it says, and the woman, fearing, 33rd, and trembling, knowing what was done in her, I took his anointing out. I snatched some of his anointing because I believed in the word, and my belief in the word snatched his anointing. It didn't take all of it. It just took a sip. Just enough to accomplish that. And so she said what? Came and she fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Where did she get that from? Why would she think that she could get something by touching that clothes? Well, go to Malachi. Let's find out where she got this from. She got an instant healing because she received something. And Malachi, the 4th chapter, the 2nd verse says, "But unto you that fear my name," ooh, "unto you that fear my name," not afraid, boo-hoo, but reverence it, "shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." She heard that. That prophecy went out that the Son of Righteousness was going to come. That word went out that that Son of Righteousness was going to have healing in his wing. And that is that tzitzi, that talit. So what happened? The word that she heard, the anointing that was attached. When I read that, "But unto you, the fear of my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise, and he's going to have healing." When I hear that, there's an anointing attached to that. Therefore, when she heard it, something happened in her. It came with the anointing. So when she found out that the Son of Righteousness was in the city, he was in town. If she was on the phone with one of her homegirls, I would imagine she would have said, "I got to go. Girl, the Son of Righteousness, he's coming through. Girl, you can't go." The homegirl on the other side, "You can't go out there. They're going to stone you." She was like, "Uh-uh." She said, "All I got to do, girl, is just touch the hem. I'm not going to make no big scene. But I heard that if I just touch that, I'm going to get healing. You know I done tried everything else. And you know I ain't got no more money left. What have I got to lose? They done already gave me a death sentence." What kept her going? The word had an anointing on it. And that word with that power attached to it So she said, if all I can do is connect. And so guess what? She went out risking everything. But what she got? She gave up everything, but she gained everything. Come on, y'all. She gave up everything, but she gained everything. Just from a word. Just from a revelation that she attached herself to that had power. I'm telling y'all, when this word goes out, it's anointed. And it's not about me. It's about the anointing that's on the word. So when it goes out, something happens. Go here. Go to Romans. Oh, no. Go to Isaiah first. Yeshayahu for you Hebrew scholars. I got a clue for you. That anointing that was on that word that she received is still working today. It's still doing something. What? Today. So in Isaiah, Yeshayahu, 10th verse, 27th chapter. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be. Wait, is that 27? In that day, 27, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. 10:27, I'm sorry. And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You need a burden lifted? Who need a burden lifted? Well, it's the anointing in that word that breaks the yoke. Somebody say it breaks the burden. Being sick is a burden. Come on. Being bound is a burden. Being addicted is a burden. Being broke. It's a burden. Whatever it is that you need, the anointing destroys the yoke. Say that. Say the anointing destroys the yoke. What is a yoke? Y'all be carrying all kinds of yokes. Some of y'all got more than one yoke. You got something that's bounding you, that is holding you down. Well, guess what? We serve a God that has a word for us and that has an anointing on it. And when we receive that word that has an anointing on it, it breaks our yoke. Tell your neighbor he's a yoke breaker. But you got to believe that. No, say for real. He's a yoke breaker. Somebody's getting excited. Because see, listen. I don't need no show with my word. Hello? I don't need to tap dance. I don't need nobody to tap dance for me. For my word. I don't need nobody to juggle. For my word. If I grab a hold of the anointing, I get, that's in the word, I'm excited all by that self. I don't need nothing else with it. Just give it to me straight. No chaser. Because I know that everything that Yahweh got for me, it's good. It's good. I know every word in this is good. So I want it all. So when I go here to Romans, the 10th chapter, everything's 10. The anointing speaks. How many of y'all know that the anointing talks? And what the anointing speaks is the word. The Holy Ghost speaks the word. And so we go to Romans, the 10th verse, the 6th chapter says, but the righteousness, which is of faith, speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Messiah down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Messiah again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, which is thy mind. That is the word of faith, which we preach. So the word of faith got an anointing on it. And guess what? It's not just in my mouth. It's supposed to be in your mouth. Tell your neighbor, it's supposed to be in your mouth. Check this out. I don't need no prophet speaking nothing over me. I got the Holy Ghost. If Yahweh got a word for me, he can tell me himself. We got a one-on-one relationship. I don't need no middleman. I don't need nobody to tell me what he said. If he got something to say to me, guess what? Why can't he say it to me? Because I got relationship. See, people that need some other people to tell them what y'all was saying ain't got no relationship, evidently. You need a go-between. Well, can you find out what God wants me to do? Can you? See, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I need to pay $500 to this prophet that's coming in town. So you need a prophylie. See, y'all don't understand. We're in a new dispensation. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. The Word tells us that the Holy Ghost will teach us and guide us and lead us into all truth. So I don't need no go-between. I got saved because so I could go straight to the throne room by using the name of Yeshua. That's all I got to do. That's my access. You got to be saved for yourself. So what you going to do? You gonna have a subscription to the prophet? A monthly subscription? Tell me, give me a January's worth. Hey, probably I will give you 12 months for $69.99. What you going to do? I got the word. I got the Holy Ghost. I got relationship. I got a mouth. And all I got to do is confess the word and speak it. And whatever it is that I need will be manifest unto me. This is an empowerment ministry. We are empowering you to have a relationship with the Father for whatever it is that you need. Whatever it is that you need, you can go to Him. You don't need a word from somebody else. The only word I need is His word. Let's get that straight. So right here, go to Mark. No. One more. Give me one more. I'm trying to go fast for you because you looking and saying, oh, it's 1:30. Yeah, some of y'all looking at that clock. I see you watching. Okay, so go to Luke, the 5th chapter. No, I found it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Go to Isaiah, Yeshayahu 55. The anointing comes with the word. So 55:11 says this, so shall my word be I need you to get this. Use him as an example. The word that goes out of your mouth is the same word that goes, I'm just saying the words that have gone out of the mouths of those that are talking about, inspired by the Holy Ghost, these words that we preach. And if he did it for Moshe, and if he did it for Mark, and he did it for Kepha, he'll do it for me. If he did it for Yeshayahu, he'll do it for me. You got to believe that the same word that he put in the mouths of those prophets and disciples is the same word that if I say it, it'll manifest. It'll work for me just like it worked for them. So it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall what? Prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Come on. So, little Tom Washington sitting in the hospital room. The doctors just walked out and told him something. I heard years ago that the word would not return unto Yahweh void. That came out of my father's mouth. But it will accomplish that which. Please. So I pleased that I be healed. Because the word that went out had anointing on it. So much anointing that years later is still ringing in my spirit. Guess what, saints? It wasn't just one scripture that healed me. It was a multiplicity of scriptures that came together. Because see, I needed more than just one. I needed every scripture in the book that spoke to what I needed. And I took all of them and I said, Yahweh, I believe that in your stripes I'm healed. I believe when you said you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them out of all of their destruction. Yahweh, I believe it when you said your word would not return until you void, but will accomplish that which you please, and it will prosper in that thing whereunto you send it. So I need you to send it right here into my body. And guess what? He did it. Every scripture that had that anointing attached to it moved in my body, and I am victorious today. What am I in special? I just believe in the word, and I believe in the anointing, and I believe that all I got to do is speak the word and something's going to happen. All he's asking is for a group of people to believe in the word that he's teaching and to believe in the name that he is lifting. And if we have his name, and if we got the Holy Ghost, and if we got the word, you can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop it. I need the whole house to get up here and say a word. Speak a word right now that you need manifested in your life. No, speak it right now. Whatever it is, right now. Come on, come on. Let it come out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. Come on. Come on, you need it. You need it. You need it to work. You need it to manifest. Maybe it's for somebody else. Speak it. Come on. Believe it. Come on, right now, that word of faith. That word of faith. Maybe you need it in your family. Maybe you need it in your marriage.
Speak it.
Come on, speak it. Come on. Maybe you need it in your mind. Maybe there's a yearning that's been there. Speak it. Now call on the name Yeshua. Call on the name Yeshua. Father Yava, thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for your promises, Father. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that every word is attached to. Thank you for the name of Yeshua, that all we have to do is invoke it. And we have access to the throne room. Father, we thank you that you say your word does not return unto you void. It does not return void. But even right now, it's gone out and it's accomplishing that. Hey, it's accomplishing whatever it is that has come out of our mouths. It's accomplishing it. It's manifesting and moving and working. Father, we thank you that with that access, we have relationship. You can speak to us. You can guide and direct us. All we have to do is listen and open up and become obedient to your word. So right now, Father Yahweh, we thank you for the words that have gone out from this place, Father Yahweh. The request and the petitions that just went out of here, we receive them back because they will manifest exactly what it is that we're trusting and believing you for. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing us that you hear us when we call. Thank you for giving us testimonies. We thank you for giving us miracles. Ha! We receive miracles right now. We've seen you do it. We know that you do it. And we know that you're going to do it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the God that you are. So we receive it. And we thank you for it. And right now, Father Yahweh, we'll forever give you honor and glory and praise. Not just for what you do, but for who you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.